Good evening, one and all. Nice having everybody out. It's a little cooler in here. Of course, the rain has cooled it down outside. But Jim's gonna, if anybody has a request, he'll give him the number and he'll write it down here. Like I say, it has been hot here the last few days and kind of enjoyable for me, but some folks don't like it. A buddy of mine, he lives outside town here, has a bunch of chickens the whole week. They've been laying, but they've been laying hard-boiled eggs. He doesn't understand it. But that's just a side note of the heat. Like I say, if you have a request, shout it out here to James and he'll write your number down.
444.
You can tell Jim's a math teacher. He writes numbers correctly. Now see, if I've been putting those numbers up, some of them will be backwards because as Brenda knows, I do transpose numbers occasionally.
Nothing else. Maybe later, if you think of one, we'll do this again, maybe in the middle. I was thinking, Tom, do you remember, was that yesterday we were talking about house to house? Yeah. I was just thinking about something that Ernie talking about, the hard-boiled eggs, made me think of that. This couple went to a marriage seminar. You know, the Church of Christ has had some very good marriage seminars over the years, and right after we were married, we went to one, I think, at Norville Park, and I think they are good. She's kept up, put up with me for 53 years, so it does help on that. But anyway, this couple was at a marriage counseling thing. He was called Tom, and I think her name was Grace, and he was talking about you need to know about your wife as much as you can learn, as soon as you can learn it, so you ask questions. So he asked the guy, he said, what is your wife's favorite flower? He was puzzled look on his face. He leans over to her and says, I think it's Pillsbury, isn't it, honey? So that'll be in the August issue of House to House. And I thought, sometimes we think with our stomach, so this is a time we get to think with our heart, I think, when we have these things. It brings us closer and encourages just the things we can learn from singing and the songs. So let's sing with our hearts tonight.
I can think way better with my belly than my head, because my belly's a lot bigger than my head. But that's... We have Keith Kress with us from Logan. Mike Smith, Jewel Smith, Tom Shepherd, Mark Randolph, Tom Love. Maybe I seen Daryl. See if he's gonna maybe. Well, you want to lead a couple songs there, Mr. Daryl?
Oh, I guess I can.
Okay, thank you. And we have Daryl Hurst from Norwood Park. Tom Love from New Concord. Is there anything anybody needs to announce now, or we'll do this again at the end, but I thought to ask. If not, Keith, you want to lead us a couple songs? Thank you, Keith.
In the dark. I Just a little talk with Jesus, name.
Shepherd, then Mark, then Tom Love. Did we get any other song leaders come in after Daryl? Okay.
Tom Shepard, Mark Randolph, Tom Love, then Daryl.
Well, we sang that song. Let's go to God in prayer. Almighty Father, we are so thankful unto Thee for sparing our lives today and being able to come here tonight. We thank You for each one who's come. Help us sing praises to You from the heart and glorify Your name and be edified ourselves. God, we pray the churches of Christ that's doing Your will grow again. We pray, Father, You'll help us live the Christian life. We pray for all those that are having health problems, so many and on our list. If it be Your will, make them well again if it's possible, according to Your will. And God, we pray that You'll forgive us of our sins. And if there's anyone here tonight who needs to obey the gospel, become a Christian, be baptized into Christ, that this will be the very night before they leave. We praise You, God, for Christ who died for us. In His holy name we pray. Amen. 437, please. 437.
The things that I love and hold dear to my heart are just borrowed. They're not mine at all. Jesus, only let me use them to brighten my life. So remind me, dear Lord. Roll back the curtain of memory now and then. Show me where You brought me from and where I could have been. Remember, I'm human and human forget. So remind me, dear Lord. Nothing good have I done to deserve God's own Son. I'm not worthy of the scars in His hands. Yet He chose the road to Calvary to die in my stead. Why He loved me, I can't understand. Roll back the curtain of memory now and then. Show me where You brought me from.
Five 13, please. 513, first and last.
I have heard of a
turn to page 42. We'll do the first and last. My God and I go in the fields together. We walk in song as the friends should do. We clasp our hands, our voices ring with laughter. My God and I walk through the
Thank you. 19.
I don't know about tomorrow.
It's going to chill you right to your bone. Some of you will probably want to run out and get your winter coat and go out. Start right now. 276 days till Christmas. I know everybody's tickled for that. Start with Keith again. Then Mike and Noel again. Please. Thank you, gentlemen.
37. We'll do the first and last. What's 37?
Out. Okay? Madero. 273. This should be the Christian's theme. 273. God created us to do works for Him. Each day I'll do
the best.
376. 376.
Go through the next. Tom Shepard, Mark Randolph, Tom Love, and Daryl.
Tonight,
297, please. First and last verse, 297.
I'm in the way, the bright and shining way. I'm in the glory land way. Telling the world that Jesus saved today. Yes, I'm in the glory land way. I'm in the glory land way. I'm in the glory land way.
Try 155, please. First and last.
On a hill far away.
Hear the nation of the Lord. 682. 682. Of course, there's only one verse, so we can't say first and last. But no more. But we'll do this song here. Bind us together, Lord. Bind us together with cords that cannot be broken.
Thank you.
damn your heart that's weary, tending a load of hay.
You need that number. Hmm? I thought you said 535.
I think I did, didn't I? Okay? 553. Very early. Now, that's pretty good. We've gone all night. I'm the one who's messed it up so far.
That guy loves you.
553.
He's a lot younger.
I don't know if you heard as much good singing as I did, but there's a bunch over here tonight. Thank you ever so much for coming out with us. The ladies have prepared some refreshments over at the hall, over at the fellowship hall. Please come over and eat some, because if not, I'll have to eat it all. Thank you again for coming. Jim's going to lead us in closing prayer.
Please stand if you're able. Our almighty God and loving Heavenly Father, we come thanking thee tonight for the privilege we've come here together and sung these songs of praise unto thee. So thankful for your great love that you would send your Son here upon this earth that we might have our sins forgiven if we are obedient to thee. We pray now that you'd be with those that will be traveling as they leave here and give them a safe journey. And we pray, Father, too, at this time for the many that are in each one of these congregations that are suffering with illnesses and troubles in their life, that we pray that each one of us might look to the things that we can do and be helpful and kind to them. We pray for world peace tonight, Father. This world is in such turmoil at this time that our enemies and our, the countries that are against them might be able to work out some type of peace agreement so there isn't so much suffering in this world, Father. We look forward to that great heavenly hymn with thee, Father, that you have prepared for us. This time we'll thank you, Father, for the blessings of life as we go to have some fellowship with one another, for the ladies that, and others that have made the things that we'll be partaking of. We're thankful for the blessings that we have in this wonderful country that you blessed us with. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.